Wow, what a powerful lesson in spiritual warfare this is. Oh, heart dwellers, I pray you will hear and understand this message clearly and use it as your first defense against the enemy. May his courage and wisdom be with us. It is with us. The Lord began. We are going to continue on with spiritual warfare. First, I would like you to tell them about your experience with the multitude of demons. Okay, well, Ezekiel and I pray for each other constantly, and on this particular occasion, he had bound specific demons, and we also bound replacements, leaders in retaliation. But they kept coming back day after day after day. I looked for open doors, but was not aware of what that might be. Ezekiel asked the Lord, "Why do they keep coming back?" Jesus answered him, "Because there are so many, many, many more than you can number." And now I'm learning from a friend of ours who is also a doctor of radiology and a very spiritual person that there are demons for every little thing. For instance, if you're troubled by diverticulitis, there are several different kinds of demons that work together to cause the disease. And I just give an example here, something to begin the process by sticking, demons of accumulation, constriction, stretching, infection, demons of permeability, inflammation, blockage, spasms, etc., etc. Those are just examples of the type of demons that would be involved in that process of giving you that disease. Now, since she is a doctor, when she prays, the Holy Spirit gives her medical terminologies, very exacting terminologies. How amazing this is! And she's constantly telling me, "You've got to ask," meaning if you want to know something, we have to ask Holy Spirit to disclose it. We all know he gives us a word of knowledge without asking, but the way he works with this vessel, we have to ask. And I love medicine and the body and its systems. So this is very educational for me. And when she prays in tongues, sometimes it's Russian, Spanish, different languages I don't always understand. But we have discerned over the months that she is the real authentic thing. She's also a victim soul and frequently attacked with stroke demons, which damage different parts of her body. But because she's completely yielded to Jesus, he heals her afterwards, and there are very few symptoms left. But while it's happening, it is very serious. I'm sharing this with you because much of the information I'm going to impart to you comes from our experiences together when she prays and the many things she's been taught by Holy Spirit. So yesterday we talked about open doors. You and I talked about open doors, and we only touched on it. We didn't go into depth. Suffice it to say that God is so holy. His standard for thinking and feeling is holy and bears no resemblance to our human ways that so easily write off our bad thoughts and behavior as if they don't do any harm. But they do much harm. As I've told you in other messages, when you think a bad thought about a person, it wounds them. If you speak it, it brutalizes them and leaves them in a heap with much injury only the Lord can heal. That is only one reason why he's so adamant that we not judge one another. Another reason is that judgment is like effluent that comes out of the sewer to the angels and saints and our sweet Holy Spirit and Jesus, who are always with us. That's terribly offensive and opens the door for demons to come flooding in. There is a reason why the scriptures tell us many times to keep a guard on our mouth, because it can do so much injury. And if you're criticizing a Christian, you're putting lashes on Jesus himself. If you're criticizing an unbeliever, you're pushing him or her away from the possibility of ever being saved. So either way, any kind of critical word or attitude or thought is serious sin and opens the doors for us to be sifted. That said, as she was praying for physical healing, several times she had a long string of demons, sometimes even 20 or more, associated with one issue. Demons that cause infection, demons that cause sciatica, demons of edema, bruising, lesions, demons of infirmity, lying demons, and on and on and on. It was acknowledged to us that if you're not given the specific names of demons, you can still lay hands on someone and pray with tender love that they be healed, and God will do the rest. So there is hope for us simpletons. This is a confirmation of what Jesus has been teaching us. All that is needed is a believing Christian and a sick person to make a miracle. It's just that simple. But understand, there are millions of demons loosed in the world, especially now since CERN has opened portals and we're near the end. Lord, what would you like to teach us? He began, I am more powerful than all the demons collected together in one place. There's no comparison. My children, I allow them to sift you to get your attention. When a child is a toddler, the whole world is new to them and unexplored. All of you are like toddlers to the demon world. You have no idea how complicated it is. Yet to pursue this knowledge without increasing charity at the same time would leave you very vulnerable to pride. So I'm going to tell you now, keep charity, brotherly love, and humility as the most important virtues that you must make progress in every day to stay out of serious attacks by the demons. These virtues are like armies that fight a puny little group of soldiers. They are no match for these virtues. But if you think, say, or do anything contrary to charity, you're moving your army out of the way and leaving a huge opening for even the littlest demon to attack. So please, arm yourselves each day with the fruits of the Holy Spirit through worship and meditating on my words and deeds. Hold these things tenderly in your hearts and mull them over frequently. What would Jesus do? This will help strengthen your character and humility, which has been so damaged by this world's thinking. Especially you who've been rejected and wounded. You're the most vulnerable to attack because you've developed an emotional bruise which allows a demon to enter. Demons of rejection, retaliation, and pride, which work to build you up where you've been criticized. This is a natural fleshly defense mechanism and survival response to being talked down. You're made to feel vulnerable and less than others, so in order to compensate, your mind begins to make you better than others to fill in for that lack. This is trouble. Being wounded, you can't help. But responding in pride, you can prevent if you're very careful. Your self-worth, their self-worth, anyone's self-worth is not in what they own or what they've done. It's in my shed blood on Calvary. Plain and simple, I've purchased them with my blood, and they could never produce anything that even approximated the worth of God's blood. Now I will tell you about these demons. They are very little, and so they must work in groups to get anything done. They hate prayer more than you would hate boiling molten metal being poured on your body. Prayer burns and debilitates them. They have very specific ranks and groupings. Just as in the armed forces, you have divisions made up of 10,000 or 18,000 men. So in the demon world, you have groupings of large numbers. They're controlled by different ranking demons, with the heads being principalities that rule over specific areas and call the shots as to what will be loosed on their victims. That is why you will notice that you all suffer similar setbacks and attacks, because these same tactics are being spread far and wide simultaneously. It might be the flu, marital problems, strife at work, gossip, or spiritual dryness. You will notice on this channel it often happens that almost everyone is going through the same trials at the same time. That is the work of a principality. For a disease, you may have hundreds of demons that work together in body systems. Demons of inflammation of muscles, inflammation of nerve endings, inflammation of bones, demons of swelling, water retention, dehydration, weakness, fatigue, overstimulation, demons of infection, viral demons, and excrement that's left behind by these demons when they're done working, which is also toxic to healthy cells and spiritually very toxic. You'll never be able to pinpoint and name every demon, but with a blanket of genuine, heartfelt, brotherly love, you can pray, and I will heal. So you can't necessarily fight these individually unless I provide you with the names. Praying in tongues in the spirit is your most powerful weapon next to love. Praying in the spirit looses your intellect, that Holy Spirit may take over your intellect and pray through you in His own words and thoughts. You may ask for interpretations of the tongues, and sometimes that will be granted you. The amount of gifts I allow you to manifest is in direct proportion to your humility and genuine love for your brother. So anytime you ask me for a gift, expect to be humbled before it's granted you. The living waters flow downhill to the lowliest of places, where they collect in pools. So if you want more giftings, it's up to you to correspond to the graces I give you to humble yourself, not only before me, but before all men as well. What is humility? It is seeing yourself as the very least among others and knowing for a certainty that they are better and more deserving than you. When you come to this place, you will be very happy, peaceful, and secure. There's nothing to prove, nothing to defend, nothing to show off, nothing to recommend you over anyone else in anything. And you're already at the absolute bottom of the ladder, so there's no place to fall. Remember also that the holy angels observe the truly humble soul and rush to their side in difficulties. They're less excited about helping the proud, though they do so under obedience. But still, they delight in turning the tide on humble and little souls. So what am I saying to you? What I have been teaching on this channel is still the most important and sophisticated weapon of warfare you can have in your arsenal. Tongues will cease, miracles will cease, healing will cease, knowledge will cease, but love will never cease. The best defense is a good offense, and nothing is as obnoxious to the demons as authentic brotherly love from the heart and prayer. When you refuse to listen to a derogatory remark, refuse to allow yourself to think something derogatory, and replace these things with something positive to say, you infuriate the demons. They are trying to open doors, and yours is slammed shut. And worse yet, you're closing other people's doors by your example. Especially now, beloved, where there is nothing but filth in the media about candidates. Do you realize what's being done to you? Right now, the media is opening your doors to demonic oppression. Yes, when you listen to criticism, unjust criticism, especially calumny. You've just opened a door. How simply elegant is that? Demoralize America by flooding their minds with filth. And it works. My people, you have to be smarter than the enemy. This is one reason why I ask you not to watch the news, because there's sin after sin after sin in the news. Not only the sin of crimes, but the sin of calumny and lying and gossip. If you want to be strong against the demonic powers, practice charity and brotherly love with humility, and you'll be the victor in every battle. Go now, my little flock, and understand you are the target right now of vicious attacks, but I have just armed you with the most formidable weapons of warfare. This channel will continue to be attacked for what is being taught, and it will be wisdom for you, and much to your benefit if you totally abstain from engaging that poison out of curiosity. And please, stay away from the media propaganda, which has been engineered by Satan to open your doors to his oppression. Understand that you can be defiled by what you choose to view or hear, and in the process, I am defiled as well, and deeply grieved. Go now, my chosen souls, and wield the power of my love, as Samson even wielded his weapons under the anointing. You will do great exploits with these weapons. And remember, a pure soul, that is one who refuses to think or listen to evil, has incalculable influence before God.